Gerhard Bubnik is a successful attorney, a former international figure ice skating referee and a highly respected professional. Despite all his achievements in both law and skating, Gerhard Bubnik will be most likely remembered as the very first Czech to graduate from Harvard Law School. When I met Mr. Bubnik recently, I began by asking him if he remembered his decision to apply to Harvard.
I remember quite well because I applied sometimes in April 67. It was my very, very own private initiative. It has nothing to do with the government or with the university. It was suggested to me by an American lawyer who was also a politician, Harold Isthassen, who used to be advisor to President Eisenhower. And we worked together on a case, and he suggested to me, why don't you apply to a U.S. university? There are a number of scholarships. And so, well, after a while, I followed his recommendation, and I sent just a letter of application. Of course, I had to send all my university records. I have to pass the English language test, TOEFL, at the American embassy. I never thought I had any chance to be admitted. So after having filed it in April 67 and not having any reply for almost a year, I completely forgot that I did apply. And just exactly 1 year later, I got a letter that I was admitted. I was so shocked, and I was asked to come almost immediately because I was also offered a summer program in American law as a kind of preparation for the different mode of study, which is so different from the Czech. I must say that now the foreign students studying at Harvard Law School, we were studying still less than the American students because we were not used to such hard work. At the beginning, I thought, based on my experience from home, if I study every day like 4 or 5 hours, that's a lot. That would be more than I have ever done. But that was not enough. Week after week, I saw that I have to add more hours and more hours. And then I practically finish up with additional 8 hours of work.
It must have been a really tough life.
It was really so, exactly, because all my life was just to study, and I didn't have much fun except that American families affiliated to Harvard University and to the law school were very hospitable, and we got very often invitations to the homes of the American families. So that was very nice, but that was the only way how could I enjoy some other things except studying.
So you started just after the invasion. Was easy to leave the country? What was the reaction of your family?
It was not a question of leaving the country. I was already out. I remember well that at this summer program at Princeton, at the end of August, we had so-called moot examination to learn how examination at the American Law School looked like. And I was sitting the very, very last exam on the 21st of August, 68, when the radio at the university announced that there was invasion of the Russians in Czechoslovakia. It was a big shock for me. Not only was I depressed, but I didn't know what to do. I had no contact with my family. That contact was renewed about 5 weeks later. At that time, my friends and my family wrote that so far nothing has changed and that I should not come back, that I should finish my studies. So I did continue, but of course my stay in the U.S. was marred by this knowledge, by the notion of that invasion and uncertainty.
When you were there in the United States, the invasion here, why did you come back?
I would say that I'm so deeply rooted here, not only in Czech Republic, especially in Prague. I have been traveling a lot in my life since my childhood, but it never occurred to me that I could live permanently in any other country or any other city than Prague.
When you came back, a fresh graduate of such a good school, did it help you to find a job?
Before going to Harvard, I was already practicing attorney, and I just continued. Otherwise, at that time, of course, it hasn't helped me. I applied to the Charles University, which was my alma mater, because I have a doctor's degree in law, also from the Charles University in Prague, to so-called recognize my Harvard law degree. And that was politically so difficult, nobody dared to do that, that my application was processed almost 10 years. And after that, I withdrew my application because I didn't want to create problems for the professors or for the dean of the law school, because either they would have to recognize it and might face troubles from the communists, or they would have to deny it, which would be very embarrassing for them too. So I withdrew my application. I didn't need the recognition of that degree.
Was it ever recognized?
No. After that, I never ask again, and it's recognized in my life and in my practice. I have the diploma, which you can see here on my wall.
What were advantages that graduating such a school gave you, if any?
It changed whole style of my work. It changed my legal way of thinking, my approach to problems. I would look not for clear answers immediately in the statutes or so. I would look for problems which I might face when representing the interests of my client.
You worked as a lawyer, but then you became a referee for figure ice skating. How did that happen?
I have been a skater myself when I was young. Because of my legal studies, I finished my sport career. But then I started to become a judge in figure skating. And through the years, I climbed up the ladder and became international judge and then championship judge, Olympic judge. 10 years ago, I have been appointed legal advisor of the Council of the International Skating Union. So I'm now part of the top management of the International Skating Union, and because of that, I couldn't judge anymore. But I'm involved in the skating because I work in the Council of the International Skating Union. I still go to all the championship and Olympics, and I participate in the development of the new judging system, which is now used.
You are pretty busy, still working. You are 70, 71. Have you ever thought of retirement?
I was thinking of retirement, but I never really did retire. So I continue my work as a lawyer, but at the moment I practically devote all my time to the work for the International Skating Union. I still do a lot of sports. I ski, I play tennis, I play golf. In that respect, I'm very fortunate because beside my work, sport is really something what I cannot live without.
Are there any dreams you still keep in your mind, you still want to fulfill?
I try to be realistic. Being 71, it would be rather very courageous to have dreams for the future. My great wish is to stay healthy as long as possible so that I can enjoy those activities which I mentioned. Also, I like to go to my office. What I don't like is to stay at home and be idle.
Thank you for talking to me.
Mostly welcome.